My question is, like when alcoholics have blackouts and they perform crimes or sins, such as murder, rape, but they don't remember or recollect the event, are these demons possessing the individual, or are these the effects from the influence of alcohol or drugs on the brain?
All right, good question. Now, I'm going to restate your question, Anthony, because we had some feedback on your phone for some reason. When a person who is drinking has a blackout and they commit some terrible crime, murdered, robbery, are they doing it with their subconscious under the influence of alcohol, or is it demons? Well, I think that it's a combination. You know, the devil can't make you do anything, but they certainly have less resolve to be good when they're under the influence of a drug that is, you know, distorting their minds. Mm-hmm. And so obviously they're being inspired by demons, but they are responsible for what they do under the influence of alcohol. I've been in some countries where they have this philosophy that what a person does when they're drunk, it's not really them and they're not responsible. And that's how they justify some terrible things. I know of a grandfather that suffocated his little girl behind the seat of his pickup because he and his buddies got drunk and they threw her back there. And no one in the family held him responsible because they said, well, he was drunk. That's their culture. But I would disagree. They are responsible. And that's why you don't take the drugs, because you're going to do things that you're ashamed of that are wrong, and you're putting yourself in that, putting yourself on enchanted ground. What's that? Anthony, you're cutting out on me.
So it's actually not spirit or anything of a demonic or anything?
Well, it is demonic influence that has more power when they're under the influence of a drug. It's easier for the devil to tempt somebody to do something wrong when their mental faculties are weakened by drugs and alcohol. So, yes, devils are involved, but it's not, you know, I'm not going to blame it on the devil and say the devil made me do it. They had to choose.
Correct. And so when a person is attending, is an alcoholic, and should he seek counseling of alcohol program if attending a church?
Absolutely.
Should he, because they, you know, a lot of times they think, well, we'll wait until there's a miracle happen or,
no,
you know, due to the studies at church, or
well,
should he...
You know what I want you to do?
Alcohol,
I think,
Anthony,
I think you should send for the book, and I'd like you to read the free book we're offering tonight on alcohol and the Christian. But I would say that church, of course, is a great support group, and any good AA program gets its initial principles from the Bible. We really believe that. The guys that founded AA were Christians,
right,
and they trust in a higher power. They can't promote it that way socially as much as they used to. But I would say you need to still, if an alcoholic's trying to recover, go to an AA group and a church, because not all churches are as user-friendly to alcoholics, as they're not all the same. So you need to go to an alcoholics or a 12-step program to get some very specific support, as well as the church.
Excellent. Amen? Excellent. Thank you, Pastor Batchelor.